Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. In studio with me is USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Also got School Board President Kurt Herman in studio. I'm Brady Bowman. A little bit later, we'll have Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. And then after that, we'll have Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins will be in to reminisce a little bit about a big event 25 years ago, the 93 flood. But looking ahead, right now we're talking education. There is a school board meeting tonight at 6:30 p.m. in the Robinson Education Center on 2031 Points Avenue. And, gentlemen, a relatively light agenda before it gets too crazy. I mean, we're going to be talking, we can talk a little bit of enrollment probably right now.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, the exciting thing, well, for me, and I think a lot of the people in the district, Monday was the first day of online registration, and you can register and pay online. As of end of day yesterday, I heard there was about 20% of all the students have been enrolled, registered, and have been paid for. So that's a huge deal, and I always kind of do a one-person wave every time we talk about it at a board meeting, because I've been pushing for this for about 10 years, and it's finally come to fruition. And I've talked to a few parents, and quite a few of them have told me it took them 10 minutes to get on there and just get on our website. And it's very easy and very, very well done.
Yep, and just go to the USD383.org and you follow the buttons in the direction. But yeah, a little smoother this year. It's our third year for online registration, second year for being able to pay online, and gets a little better every time.
Yeah. Yep. And it also, it saves us a lot of money that we will see. And because when we used to do central enrollment, all this by paper, like every family would get a packet with, you'd have to fill out the same 8-10 forms for all three of your kids. And then you'd have to show up central enrollment. And then all that paperwork were shipped to the schools. And then the staff there would have to spend about a month doing nothing but manually entering all that information again, or manually checking it all. And so we always incurred quite a bit of overtime at the beginning of the year. So this should go a long ways towards saving some money there.
And still have your traditional enrollment time, in-person enrollment, I'm sure.
We do. We're still planning on central enrollment for Friday, July 27th, and that's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the West Campus, 2100 Points Avenue. So that was still pretty well attended last year, not near as many when we put the online registration and online pay into play, but we still want to make that available. We'll have a lot of our special services, so if you have a lot of detailed questions that maybe you don't have answers to, that's a good place to go. Or if you think you need a little more help with the registration process, we have our interpreters all there. We have most of our directors that work with our homeless population or special education, and we just have everybody there to try and help settle everybody's question that maybe you can't get. If you know where you're going and you know what you're doing and you've been here all the way through, online registration fee payment's pretty quick. But if you have a lot of questions, central enrollment's still a great place.
Well, another nice piece about our central enrollment is, not everybody has access to the internet.
Yep.
And so we have computers set up there so you can at least come on site and use our computers, and you can do it there as well. So
it'll be here before we know it.
That's right.
Yeah, next week.
It goes fast.
Yeah. Well, I'm just the start of school in general.
This has been a crazy fast summer.
Yeah, it's August 15th, first half day of school.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm going to go ahead and read, since Michelle's list included what I was just talking about. But if you registered and paid online, you don't need to attend central enrollment. If you have questions and need help with registration or payment, plan to attend. If you're a new high schooler and need to enroll for classes, plan to attend. We'll have our counselors there too. So if you need to change a class or you need your schedule, it'd be great for you to go next Friday. And if you have a question about food service, transportation, special education, plan to attend. We'll have those people there. Drop-off packets for athletics, plan to attend. The ADs are all there taking physicals and making sure all those into play. The nurses are there. We still have full staff ready to go. Transportation will begin updating routes in early August, so please check the transportation webpage around August 8th in 2018-19 for information. And that's where online registration comes in handy. You know, if you've changed addresses, make sure that gets in the computer so they can set up their routes accurately or the very best they can. Back-to-school nights are scheduled for Tuesday, August 14th. Check with your school or the website for specific times. And the first day of school, and I can't believe we're saying this, Brady, August 15th. August 15th is the first day of school, and that's a half day of school. Students will be released before lunch.
Less than a month away.
Less than a month away. Less.
Yeah.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Craziness. Wow. Brady Bowman here with the Assistant Superintendent of USD 383, Eric Reed, who you just heard speaking. We also have School Board President Kirk Herman in, and we just got about 3 or 4 minutes before we get Kevin Ingram in studio. Again, looking back and referencing back to tonight's school board meeting, looking at a few of the items on the agenda tonight, and one in the new business is the disposal of surplus furniture and some supplies, if you want to anybody wants to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, at our last board meeting, we approved buying, it was for the early childhood program at Eugene Field, and it's our Head Start program. And to dispose of that, the old equipment, we utilize Purple Wave, and that's provided to us at no cost to the district or the taxpayers. So that's an awesome service for us. And but, you know, we implemented an inventory system about 4 or 5 years ago where everything is barcoded and scanned. And this has helped a lot to dispose of that property, because we can pretty much generate an automatic list of what we're getting rid of.
Very good.
Actually, it helps us really track what we dispose of, which is important for us to be accountable with our tax dollars.
Yeah, we can write them off the fixed asset list. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Also, just want to remind folks, and we talked about this in the first segment, there is going to be some joint exercises, active violence training at Manhattan High School West Campus starting today. It'll run today, tomorrow, and Friday. And just real quick, just a touch back on that again for just a second, mainly just to make sure people are aware, because they'll probably be seeing a lot of activity, and just it is a training exercise. And
yes.
I think it's
well marked. It looked like I was going in. They've got the signs up for police training, and they got a marquee up to
and you should avoid driving through that area unless you have to get through there. Mm-hmm. I think there was somebody that's gotten a text from I'm not sure what service.
The emergency services sent checks out to avoid the area. There's going to be a lot of people, a lot of big vehicles up there when you're talking ambulances and fire trucks and everything. And actually, when they were putting together the drill yesterday, fire got called out. So usually when I hear that siren and the horn honking, it's coming my direction. And this time it tore out of the parking lot going the other way. that was a new thing for me. It was interesting.
So just to remind folks, when you see a lot of activity today, tomorrow, and Friday, don't panic. It is an exercise training.
They bring their stuff with them in case they get called out, and that's what it was. They were kind of walking through, this is how the drill's going to go, and they got a call, and just the same way they do if they're in the station, they drop what they're doing, they go on their call, and that's what happens today too.
Real quick before we go, I don't know if you have any donations that you want to read off this morning.
We only have one this time.
Just one, okay.
Usually we have quite a few, but hey, it doesn't, you know, whether you have one or 100, they're always very much appreciated. There's a $12,000 grant from the Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Preschool for reduced fees for families. So that'll help families who can't quite pay for the services and the fees, and so that money will go towards that.
Raising Riley's a wonderful partner.
Yeah.
And one donation, but a pretty big donation.
Yeah, $12,000, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And real quick, you know, while we're on this subject, because every time we have you on, we read off some of these donations that, from the goodness of the heart of the community, that they donate. If people do want to donate to USD 383, how do they go about doing that?
You can call the USD 383 office and ask for donations, and we have someone that tracks those, and there's paperwork for over $500, and if you have a specific direction you'd like to see it go, we just want to make sure it goes to the direction you want to. Like if you have $500 you want to give to a specific music program or even an athletics program or just in general to teachers, there's ways to do that. Sometimes people want to give and we'll direct them toward the foundation. If what they're thinking kind of aligns more with the foundation, we'll send them in that direction too.
And in fact, last year I think our total donations was almost $600,000.
Incredible.
So that's our community is amazing.
A lot.
They're unbelievable. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? That's a good note to end on. Yeah. We'll end on that note.
Very good.
Thanks so much, USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board now President Kurt Herman. When we come back, we'll have Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.